Before we offer our thoughts on why these bills are not in the best interest of the children the state is charged to care for and protect, I'd like to tell you a little about our family. Diego and I have been in a committed relationship for more than 10 years. 5 years ago, we exchanged vows during a religious wedding ceremony at the MSU Alumni Chapel. By all accounts, we're a committed, loving, stable family. 3 years ago, we began the process of adopting a child. We did our research and knew we were ideal candidates based on the state's criteria for determining eligibility of adopted families. Our family was selected by Lucas's birth parents from among several prospective families. We have been attentive parents from the very beginning, attending prenatal doctor's appointments and helping in the delivery room when Lucas was born. Diego cut the umbilical cord, I was the first person to hold Lucas, and a day later, we took Lucas to his new home with the blessings of the state of Michigan and Lucas's biological parents. By all accounts, our adoptive story is a perfect example of how children in need should find their way to loving families. Yet these bills threaten to allow bigotry and individual subjectivity to trump the state's criteria for evaluating a family's eligibility for placement. The authors of these bills and the organizations behind them claim that the issue is about religious freedom. Diego and I are all for religious freedom and have strong moral convictions of our own. We're a Christian family and regularly attend church with Lucas. Above our front door is a gold cross given to us as a wedding present by a Catholic priest. We have multiple nativity sets in our home, including one in Lucas's room. But why is any of this relevant to the issue of adoption? That's just the point. According to the state, nothing about our religious or moral convictions is relevant when determining our suitability as prospective parents. The question should be, can we love a child and provide a safe and nurturing environment? The bottom line is that the state has established specific criteria for determining the eligibility of prospective parents and for protecting the best interest of the children in its care. Agencies and individuals must not be allowed to both accept government funding to perform a service, and at the same time, arbitrarily discriminate based on factors that the state says should have no bearing in such matters. Imagine how my employer would react if I wouldn't work with a Muslim, or a Jew, or someone who was gay, divorced, or single. I would be reprimanded and escorted out the door. Why should the state of Michigan allow similar intolerance from state-funded agencies? If you expect government funding for the services you provide, then you must leave your prejudice at home and abide by the rules set forth by the state that govern the work you do. You provide service to all viable families, not just the ones you find morally acceptable. Supporters of this bill would argue that their intent isn't to allow an individual or agency the ability to pass judgment on whether or not an adoption is in the best interest of the child. Yet that is precisely the likely outcome if personal bias and bigotry are allowed to influence child placements. I would suggest that organizations and individuals who determine they must practice discrimination in order to protect their religious and moral opinions should not be allowed to do so while accepting public support. The solution is not to change the rules and decrease the pool of prospective families. The solution is to revoke contracts with individuals and agencies that want to interject subjectivity, even though their religious and moral convictions have no place in evaluating the placement of children in the state's care. On the heels of National Adoption Month and leading into the Christmas season, I find it deplorable that members of this committee are attempting to make it more difficult for families like ours to offer loving homes to children in need. Please think about what you're saying to adoptive parents like us. Think about what you're saying to children like our son Lucas. The opening statement on the Department of Human Services website reads, "Michigan has been recognized as a leader for our innovative approach to adoption and our high adoptive placement rates. These bills neither represent an innovative approach to adoption nor support high adoptive placement rates. In fact, they do just the opposite at a time when the state of Michigan desperately needs to position itself as a welcoming place for businesses and families of all types, all colors, and all creeds. We ask you to see these bills for what they are, a backhanded way of interjecting religious doctrine and state-sanctioned discrimination into an objective process that is governed by very clear rules established in the best interest of the child. We ask you to reject these bills and spend your time more wisely drafting legislation that helps thousands of children find their way to loving families. As a reminder of how your efforts can help or hinder the thousands of children awaiting placement, we'd like to leave you each with a copy of our family Christmas card. Next month, we begin the process of welcoming another child into our home. By this time next year, we hope and pray that our Christmas photo includes another child in need of a loving family. Please don't make it more difficult than it already is. We ask that you put your partisan politics aside and put the needs of Michigan children first. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony. I have a card also here from, pardon me, Representative Slater.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. I want to thank you so much for your testimony.